Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, I'm going to be noting an observation rather than giving any sort of lesson. Recently, I was on Facebook and I was thinking about this one childhood friend that I used to have who was such a good guy. In my early years, I was a dork. In middle school, I didn't have that many friends. And the few people that I knew, they would make fun of me for the way that I sounded. They'd be like, "Hey, listen to Armani, he has an accent." And other people would make fun of me because apparently my shorts were very little. They're like, "Come on, Armani, wear some bigger shorts." So I was just getting made fun of left and right. And there was this one guy, his name was Mauricio, who was the opposite. Now, if you looked at Mauricio, there was a lot of reason to make fun of him. He was a short guy. He was a guy with really big ears, and he kind of looked like a cartoon character. They called him Nano. The thing with Mauricio was that he was very gentle. And due to him being gentle, and with him having a lot of swag, different people loved Mauricio. Everyone would just be like, "Yo, Nano, what's good, man? Yo, Nano, sit with us at lunch. Nano, you definitely are invited to my party." Nano was like the anti-Armani. The thing with Nano, aka Mauricio, was that he went out of his way to make sure that anyone who didn't feel comfortable in school were made to feel comfortable. And one of those guys that he looked out for was me. Me and this other guy named Ralph. Ralph was the Haitian version of me. He also got made fun of left and right because of his Haitian accent. And Mauricio would just look out for me and Ralph. He'd invite us to parties, to eat, to talk, and much more. So I was going through Facebook and I was like, "What's up with Mauricio recently?" And as I was Facebooking him, I found out from Ralph that Mauricio committed suicide. It hit me because I thought, Mauricio? Nano? Come on, man. No way. He was sad? I guess he was. And the sad thing was that there wasn't much information on it. Ralph never explicitly said Mauricio committed suicide. He was just really sad that Mauricio died. So I started to do some more research. And then there was this other guy who was like, "If you guys are ever sad in your life, please feel free to hit me up. Please don't kill yourself." And he tagged Mauricio at the end. So now I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. Did Mauricio commit suicide?" And that's what was bugging me, because no one stated it explicitly. I did some more research and I went on Google. I saw his obituary and he spoke Spanish. So all these comments on his obituary are in Spanish. So I'm over here using the translating app to see if anyone brought up how he died. And different people are talking about how they were disappointed that he was sad, how they're disappointed that he is gone, and how they're disappointed that they're not going to see him grow up. I still could just gather that he did commit suicide, but I'm not sure. And this is something that I've noticed as I've been growing up. People die early deaths. They die from car accidents. Some unfortunately get murdered, and some unfortunately take their own life. And this is one thing that we need to be aware of, especially when we are growing up. And this is just an observation. This isn't something that, I have any sort of resolution for. It's just something that I've been noticing within the past 4 to 5 years. A lot of people that I thought I was going to be seeing in their 30s, their 40s, in the future, I'm like, wait a minute, they're not here anymore. And this is very unfortunate. I wonder how many other people also make the same observation. Anyways, that is it for today's talk. And if you enjoyed it, and you like the Armani Talks podcast, be sure to leave me a review sometimes, and I will catch you on the next talk.